Welcome back. In the Zone 1140, RJ Hawk, who is going to be at Cajuns tonight, has left the studio. He made me a little bet for $10 that he could leave here at 11:36, get his hair cut, and be back by noon. So, RJ, I'll take that with a 5 and 4 ones and 4 quarters. Thank you very much. Appreciate you. Usually we get Dan and Dave here for a Cajuns talk. Apparently, Dan did not wake up today or was not alerted to the visit. But I'm glad that you made it because it was a last-minute thing, and I appreciate you fitting us into your busy schedule. Another deck party slated for this evening.
Absolutely. We've got beautiful weather today. I don't know if you guys have been keeping up with the weather, but the past few Thursdays haven't been in our favor, but today it is absolutely gorgeous. And to put a cherry on top of that, we've got Tragically White this evening. Those guys always bring the party. Chris Henry's going to be doing happy hour, and this is actually the first Thursday that I'm going to put a DJ on the deck, and that's always huge. Everybody loves that. So make sure you get there early, grab a spot, bring your friends, and get some drinks. Come hang out.
Open at 4:30.
Open at 4:30. Entertainment's going to start at 5:30 with Chris Henry. It's going to go all night long until last call, 1:30 a.m. Are you going to be there till the end?
What do you guys have going this weekend?
This weekend, I need to look at my entertainment calendar and have a look, but we've got great weather lined up. I think tomorrow's also going to be good. Slight chance of rain, but hey, the deck is always open, so it's going to be nice.
I see that we're going to have, looks like, low 70s. It'll be very comfortable, so yeah, take advantage while it's not too warm.
Yeah, you know, we've had this rain off and on and some decent weather. Today's absolutely beautiful, but you know that 110, 115 stuff is right around the corner, so you got to soak it up while you can.
And by God, if I'm going to suffer through 110, I'm going to do it on the deck looking over at the river.
Plenty does, y'all.
It's always a little bit nicer there, though, it seems like. You get a little bit of breeze off the river, so it works out fine. We were talking about Bob Stoops. I don't know if you heard this. He was taking shots at the SEC for no apparent reason. Bob Stoops wants to compare the SEC bottom half to the Big 12 bottom half. They don't even know how many teams they have in their conference. So basically, they can't add. And the man wants to jump into fractions. What you got, Bob? 10? 12? Figure that one out. Good point, El Guapo. Thank you. I hate to take shots at Bob Stoops because I love and respect him. But still, come on, man. You're better than that, Bob. What time does Tragically White start tonight?
Tragically White's going to get started about 9:30. And in between and after their sets, we'll also have a DJ. So we're going to have DJs going on inside, outside. Tragically White, they're like a live DJ show. I mean, those guys, if you haven't seen them, you need to come out and check them out. They've got all kinds of crazy lights, smoke machines. No smoke and mirrors, though, but these guys are great. They really rock the house, continually voted the best party band in Arkansas and even the South, I think, year after year. You guys got to get out and check them out. They're definitely going to bring the ladies out. So, gentlemen, if you're looking, Cajun's Wharf is the place.
Gentlemen, start your engines at Cajun's tonight. That is the place. How long do you guys run the deck parties through?
Really, the deck is open all year long. If you're willing to sit out there when it's snowing in January, or, hey, even, Monday?
Cool, yeah.
Snowing Monday in Fayetteville.
You guys could build an outdoor fireplace there at some point.
You know, I would be up for that, but I think Mary Beth might, the whole insurance and liability thing with a wooden deck and flames, I don't know that she'd be up for that.
Yeah.
But it sounds like a great idea.
I think it'd be great.
Do it at my house.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I mean, that time of year, I mean, it would be kind of fun.
It'd be a good deal. But yeah, no, the deck's open all year. In general, Halloween is kind of like the last, that's when the weather is still kind of cool. You can still get out there and have a good time. And that's kind of what I personally consider kind of the closing of the deck is our big Halloween party, which, by the way, I think Halloween's on a Thursday this year, so Cajun's Wharf is going to own Halloween.
That'll be beautiful, yeah. Don't you, anyway?
Yeah, I mean, it's great.
Yeah, you're just piling on now. RJ Hawk is off to get a haircut. He has 16 minutes to return, otherwise he owes me $10. This is becoming a much more expensive haircut. If only he'd gone to Sport Clips, it would have been quicker and easier, and he would have been happier, and he would have been done. Then he wouldn't have to lose $10 to me. He is going to give us a report on how guys from Arkansas are doing in the major leagues as well, if he makes it back in time. If he doesn't, I'm going to smack him in the head. He is going to host overtime one way or the other, and he will be at the big swinging deck party tonight at Cajuns. Now, you're smarter than RJ Hawk, and you know to go to Sport Clips. It's sportclips.com to find a location near you. There are over 1,000 nationwide, as everyone knows. We typically go Highway 10 or Chenal, but again, they're all over the place. We've been to Hot Springs, Conway, all over the place. And the MVP experience, spectacular everywhere you go. RJ says he's in the chair. You're still not making it back. Take your time, Mars.